Hello everyone, this is my presentation. The title is iExcellence as CCHP Design Project in Thermal Fluids Education. SCCHP stands for Solar Assisted Combined Cooling, Heating and Power. This presentation purpose is to let a college student understand working principle of SCCHP to use their knowledge they learned in the college, such as heat transfer, fluid mechanics, thermodynamics, to design SCCHP plants. Of course, they have to use concepts and the equations. That's the purpose in our presentation. These equations and the concepts and the working principles are covered in this presentation. This is the outline of my presentation. I'm going to talk about its subtitles. First, I introduce solar energy for power generation, and then we focus on our SCCHP plant. In the SCCHP plant, there are several subsystems. So we are going to cover these systems, such as solar heating systems, vapor power systems, heating combined with the vapor power system, and the cooling and heating of the HVAC system. Finally, I will give a summary. First, let's see solar energy for power generation. There are two kinds of technologies to convert solar heat to the power generation. One is PV, which stands for photovoltaic system. Here is the working principle of PV. And the second one is the concentrated solar power system. It is also, the short name is CSP. Our presentation is focused on this system. Here is the working principle. Solar heat will heat to the panel. Of course, this panel is not flat. And then sunlight will be reflected to heat this fluid in the pipe. And then the following loop or system is vapor power system. Here is a steam turbine will drive the generator to produce the electricity. You can see this system is more complicated than the PV system. PV system is directly transferring sunlight to the electricity. So sunlight heat this panel produce the electricity, then electricity will go to network or go to house usage. We're going to focus on these CSP plants, which is a solar assisted combined cooling, heating, and a power plant. Here is the concentrator receiver in solar thermal power plants. This one, the parabolic swath. We are going to talk about this one. You can see here, sun rays will hit this panel here, and then this rays will be reflected to the here. Focal point right here. This actually is a pipe. In the pipe, we have a fluid, and this fluid will be used to produce the steam. Either we use heat transfer fluid or we use water directly. Here is a linear Fresnel. Only different here is the same. We receivers are here. This reflector is a flat. It's not like a parabolic, which is a curve. And of course, here the angle can be adjustable to follow the sun location. And then this one, parabolic dish, you can see from right here, the sun rays to here, and then refer to the absorber right here. This one is a solar power tower. The tower is very high. Here you can see here is a reflector. Reflector will reflect the sunlight to the receiver. And the receiver right here will produce the steam for the vapor power system. And a typical SCCHP system has some subsystems. This is the entire system. Right here, we can have one system. This is called the solar heating system. Right here is power, vapor power system. And then here is HVAC system. Of course, in the vapor power system, we can have power generation too. We're going to discuss these subsystems in the following coverage. And you can see from here, subsystems, we have solar heating system, vapor power system, and process heating system, cooling, and heating of HVAC system. In each system, there is a major equipment. For example, in the vapor power system, you can see it needs steam turbine, condenser, cooling tower, and water pump. In the following slide, the systems are described. The major equipment will be presented. Here is first subsystem, which is a solar heating system. Solar heat system, you can see solar heat will be absorbed by the panel, then produced either HTH, which stands for heat transfer fluid. Or we have another system is to produce the steam directly, and then in the pipe is water. Then from our presentation, we use this roof. We don't produce the steam directly from the panel. Right here, hot water, hot heat transfer fluid will go through this high efficiency heat exchanger. And then right here is vapor power loop system. And the steam will be produced in the heat exchanger. And the steam will go to the steam turbine right here. In this system, in this solar heating system, we need a knowledge of heat transfer and fluid mechanics. Student studied this already. So here is a parabolic trough concentrator. Sunlight comes here, and then these lights will be reflected to this pipe. Then either in the pipe, just like I said before, the fluid can be water to produce steam directly, or we can use HTF. HTF means heat transfer fluid to produce the steam in the heat exchanger right here. Equations, we need this. We have to think about the radiation from here. We have to think about the absorption right here, thermodynamics, the temperature and the enthalpy out of the pipe absorbed is these equations. And one major equipment in the solar heating system is a solar receiver. You can see this just like I said before, a parabolic trough. We're going to focus on this. Look at this. Here is the piping, and here is the panel. Then fluid is flowing in the pipe. And this one is heliostats. This is a tower right here. Here is a mirror to reflect the sunrise to here, just like this one. And here is the receiver to produce steam. In the solar heating system, there is important equipment, which is high efficiency heat exchanger. In the heat exchanger, steam will be produced. We have two kinds. One is shear tube type, the other one is plate type. And of course, we need a pump too. Here is the constant centrifugal pump. Centrifugal pump just pump the heat transfer fluid or water circulate in the solar heating system. And the second system is a vapor power system. Vapor power system right here is the cross point between the solar heating system and the vapor power system. Steam will be produced in the heat exchanger right here. Steam will go to steam turbine and steam will be transferred to the liquid. We call it condensate, and the condensate will be pumped back to the heat exchanger. Here is a circle, and in this system, steam. Students should know these equations. This equation here is steam production in the vapor power system in the heat exchanger. And then here is shift work produced by the steam turbine. The steam turbine will drive this generator, and the electricity will be produced here. So the students need to know the thermodynamics and the fluid mechanics. Of course, in the thermodynamics, this cycle is very typical. It is called Rankine cycle. And in the vapor power system, we can get some heat from this condenser. It's an next we are going to talk about it, that is cogeneration. In general, here in the condenser, this water is cooling water. Cooling water will transfer the steam to the condensate, and then the latent heat of steam will be 100% lost by the cooling water, because cooling water will go from here, condenser, and then to the cooling tower. Then latent heat will be exhausted to the atmosphere. And here is the steam turbine. Steam turbine, of course, is huge. And then we have two kinds of connections of the steam turbine. One is a tandem compound, the other one is a cross compound. Cross compound can reserve the space because there are two shafts. And the condenser to transfer the steam to the condensate. This condenser is ground support. Of course, there is another kind is steam turbine support. Here is a cooling tower. Cooling tower is to let the cooling water from condenser, which is a little bit warm, and become the cold water. Then the cold water will go back to the condenser to cool the steam, to let the steam become water. And here is the system we call the heating and the vapor power system. It is cogen, just like I said before. Here, we replace this cooling water by process heating. Then we can save this latent heat. And then this is called cogeneration. Of course, here, if we use process heating, then the working condition in condenser is depending on the outside load of process heating. So sometimes it is not stable, then will affect the steam turbine operation. That's why we can use another alternative configuration. We let the steam will go disappear direct here is the changer. And here we bleed some steam to this heat exchanger. And the process heating will go through this heat exchanger, will not go through this condenser. Then the steam turbine condition will be stable. So the right here, we need, of course, thermodynamics. And the equations are right here. So students should know these equations too in order to design this system. And here is the cooling and the heating of the HVAC system. This is the cooling system. Cooling water is produced in the absorber chiller and from the absorber chiller to the air handling unit. And the energy import from the hotter water, of course, can be from like a solar heating system or the steam from heat exchanger directly. And here is another way. We don't use absorber chiller, we just use vapor compression chiller. The electricity is produced in the vapor power system from a generator. Then this electricity will go to the electric chiller directly. Whatever electric chiller or absorber chiller, cooling tower is always needed. And the absorber chiller is, of course, is very important in absorption cooling. So absorber chiller can reduce the electricity consumption largely. That's why absorption chiller is popular. Right here, the electrical compressor is replaced by this part. So the working principle of absorption chiller is like this. Here is hot water or steam as your power input. And right here is a mixture of the liquid, is a mixture of water or and lithium bromide. Water vapor is produced here, then it goes through condenser, it becomes liquid. Liquid as a refrigerant and goes through this expansion valve, then produce the chiller water here. Then this vapor will be absorbed by lithium bromide. Then here is called absorber, this chamber, and then pump back to the generator. So there are two loops, one is a refrigerant, the other one is a mixture of water and the lithium bromide. And the heating of HVAC system right here. You can see if we can use heating only in the winter time, then the steam or the hot water can go directly to where? To this air handling unit, because in the air handling unit, there are heating coils. So in the winter time, we don't need cooling. So right here, the equation is very useful to calculate the heating load and to calculate the cooling load. And the operation mode for the absorbing chiller, we have two modes. One is cooling, one is heating. In the summertime, it's cooling. In the wintertime, it's heating. In the summertime, this loop right here, the heating loop, will be closed, and then cooling right here to produce the chiller water. If in the winter time this loop is closed, then here is heating water, the circulation is right here. And the total system is like this, and then we have subsystems. Here is a summary. Subsystems are solar heating system, vapor power system, heating and cooling of HVAC system. And right here in the vapor power system, we can have process heating system and a vapor power system that we call the core generation. This one is a summary. Next is for the questions. If you have questions, please let me know. Thank you.